Paul, thanks for joining us. A 3-1 defeat today, but I'm curious, did you think the performance was as bad as the scoreline might suggest?
Maybe first half. I didn't thought Fleetwood started much, much better than us. Closed us down, moved the ball better. And them going 1-0 up and us getting back in so early, which was very similar to the Scunthorpe game where we really kicked on after that. But then we sat off again and obviously conceded before half-time. Second half, attacking-wise, I thought we were a lot better. You know, we moved the ball better, used the width better. But defensively, as a team, the three goals we've conceded were really, really poor. And it's become a little bit of a common theme. It started at the start of the season with two fantastic performances against Yeovil and York. Then the substandard one against...
Walsall.
Against Port Vale at the start of the season. Then we beat Colchester, Watford, two really good performances, and then we were really poor against Oldham. And we've just had two fantastic performances against Scunthorpe and Burton, and another poor performance there. So there's a trend to it, and it's something that we've got to get to the bottom to. But to give yourself a chance in any game, you have to defend better than what we've done.
Yeah, I mean, behind at the break, and then it looks like all three goals have come down the right-hand side today. I mean, any specific reason for that? Or
We know why we've looked to them, the first one. With the way Fleetwood play, we wanted to use the width and get 2v1 in wide areas. Cedric's made a great run. Harry's made the wrong decision by trying to take his man on, and they've broken us down that side. The second goal, he's ran off the back of Harry to get in to get the cross in, and we've not picked up in the box. And the third one from their point of view looks a fantastic goal with the passing move, so you've got to give them credit for that.
At a point when you're chasing the game as well, Paul, looking for an equaliser.
Yeah, we were, but you've still got to make sure that you defend your box better than what we did for that.
And on the roll of the dice as well, triple change in the second half, as I say, at the point when you're chasing the game, but the third one is ultimately sort of cost it, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has, and there's always that danger when you are chasing the game. That they're going to break with the quality they had up top today and the movement they had, that they're going to cause us problems.
One player who probably didn't deserve to be on the wrong end of a 3-1 scoreline today, the goalkeeper, Jed Steer. I thought he's made some excellent saves.
Yeah, he kept us in it, and I said that to the players. Although being beat 3-1, they should thank Jed because he kept the scoreline down. I'll say again, for some of our good attacking play second half, first and foremost, you're not going to win games if you don't defend right, and that's something that I've got to address.
And there's a situation to address there, of course. His loan will be coming up shortly. Is that a conversation that you think you're going to be having with Aston Villa?
Yeah, we'll be speaking to Aston Villa next week, and we'll be speaking to Jed as well.
Just on the point about momentum, I just wonder how much this international call-up has kind of stopped the club in its tracks, really. But you're just building up a nice bit of momentum, two wins on the bounce. You're looking for your third in all for the first time this season, and the game is called off.
Yeah, it is. And look, you can look for excuses and look to blame certain aspects, but it's all hindsight. We were set up to come here and get a result today, and we didn't do it well enough.
And on the positive side of things, we've seen Curtis Main come on today for the first time since August. Match sharpness now the key for him?
Yeah, it is. It is. He's going to need a few games and a lot more training probably before he's ready to start, but I thought he came on, he looked bright, he looked sharp, and we all know what a good player he is, so the sooner we can get him up to speed, the better.
And might that involve Tuesday, just looking ahead? Obviously the defeat here just puts a little bit more emphasis on the Leighton Orient visit on Tuesday at home, back at home, Paul, on Tuesday.
It is, and I've also said to the players there, I'm not going to come out and lie to you, is that as much as the pattern of winning two and having a poor performance, every time we have a poor performance, the lads bounce back. And I've said to them, it's not right that I should be thinking that I've not got a problem. I know I'll get a performance on them Tuesday night because it's a big game, Leighton Orient, on the back of today. I know I'll get a performance off them at MK Dons. Good team, big team in the division at home on Saturday. My worry already is Bradford in 2 weeks' time.